something that's made out of corn. It's been ground up real fine. People eat it for breakfast.
Corn flakes?
Or no,
cornmeal?
Along with their eggs or something.
Oh, grits. Grits.
And something that's made out of corn that you soak it in lye water and you get the husk off.
I don't know.
Well, what else is made out of corn besides grits? What do you have the whole grain for?
Well, corn flakes.
Uh-huh.
Cereal.
Of rye corn or hominy?
Hominy.
What's hominy like?
Hominy is a white, is the white kernel, mm-hmm. is what it is. It's a white kernel.
And a starch is made from a grain that grows in Louisiana in wet places. People in China and Japan eat
rice. Rice.
And what would you call whiskey that's made illegally?
Bootleg.
Any other names?
Steel.
What?
Steel. He's got an illegal steel.
Uh-huh.
STILL.
What would you call the liquor that comes from?
Corn liquor.
Mm-hmm. What would you call this really poor quality liquor, whether it's legal or not?
Rot gut.
Okay. And beer that's made at home?
Malt liquor.
Okay. And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you tell someone just that.
Smell.
And you say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is
real maple syrup.
Or this is
genuine.
And if you were buying such a wholesale, like several hundred pounds at a time, you say you were buying it
in bulk.
And the sweet spread people could put on toast in the morning.
Jelly.
And what you'd have on the table to season your food with.
Salt and pepper.
And there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, to tell you.
I want an apple.
And he said, he doesn't live here, he lives...
down there.
Okay, did you ever say over yonder?
Over yonder, yeah.
But do you use that?
I wouldn't now. I remember as a child I used it over yonder.
Why would you use it now?
It's a child. It's a young child term. Well, maybe I do. I don't know if I do. He lives over there.
Uh-huh.
Down there.
Over yonder.
And you tell someone, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
And you don't have any money at all. You're not rich. You're
poor.
And say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child
that was rich.
I'm talking about his father being rich. Next door was a child.
Was a child whose father was rich.
Okay. And you have a lot of peach trees. Say you had a peach.
Orchard.
And you'd ask someone, is that his orchard? He'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. He'd point to someone else and say, he's the man
that has the orchard.
And the inside part of a cherry, the part you don't eat.
Seed.
What about in a peach?
Seed.
What do you call the part inside the seed?
Core.
And there's one kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of. You call that?
I don't know.
Well, there's one kind of peach that the meat of the peach comes off the seed real easy. That would be it.
A red peach.
But do you ever hear the term free stone or cling stone or pressed peach?
No.
And what do you mean a red peach?
It's the seed is red.
Mm-hmm.
The center of the peach is red.
And that separates?
It separates real easily.
Okay.